Hi, this is Dan Rowe,
along with David Huffman.
It's time once again for Olsen and Olsen at the Lakes with Gil and Finn, the only professional anglers named after fish parts. And now, here's Gil and Finn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, hi, anglers, and how's your worm?
Hi, I'm Finn.
And I'm Gil.
And we're the only two professional anglers named after fish parts.
Well, today we have a special guest star, David O'Carp.
You see, David O'Carp is the political consultant, we're told, to the fish houses here on Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, whenever ice fishing is slow, political hack David O'Carp stops by to get the, political discussions going.
So, David O'Carp, welcome to our almost popular show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What? Gentlemen.
Oh, golly dang it.
I thought you were saying something to someone standing behind us.
Now, David O'Carp, the only political consultant named after a whole fish, tell our listeners how you, sir, start a political conversation in a fish house like the fish house we're in right now on a regular, let's say, ice fishing day like today is.
Well, as Moses did, I too wander the barren ice of Lake Minnetonka in search of a lost fishing tribe, so to speak.
You know, I'm lost.
And then, I walk into various fishing houses offering, as it were, the mena of political conversation, hoping the weary anglers partake of the appetizer of conversation and hence pursue the joy of politics.
Jeez.
And now, sir, you have walked into our fish house.
Yeah, aren't we the lucky ones?
Well, let me get this conversation going politically. For example, did you know that 10% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive?
Yeah, even more shocking, 43% believe Strom Thurmond is still alive.
That's the spirit, gentlemen. You got the idea.
Oh, you meant us again.
Hey, let's do another one.
President Yeltsin is starting to feel like his old self again. Yesterday, he sent troops to the Ukraine to invade a liquor store.
That's good.
That's a real good one, yeah.
Yeah, let's continue. You know, President Yeltsin is recovering nicely. He's standing and walking around the hospital.
Yeah, that's the first time in years he walked a straight line without first blowing up a balloon.
Here, Gil, let me try one, okay?
Yeah.
Since the National Safety Council warned that airbags can be lethal,
people are thinking twice about tuning in the Rush Limbaugh.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, David O'Carp.
Yeah, that was really one of the much funnest times we've had in the last 30 minutes or so.
You know, guys, by the way, I'd like to leave you with this.
Well, isn't that... Now, what isn't that nice? What is it, some kind of raffle ticket?
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is a ticket.
What?
I'm really the Lake Minnetonka Fish House Building Inspector.
What?
And you guys have more violations than Sid has excuses for Bobby Knight losing a basketball game.
We can't possibly have that many.
So what you're basically telling us, Gil and Finn, the only two professional anglers named after fish parts, David O'Carp, that you're really not David O'Carp, fish house political conversation starter. You are...
I am the Lake Minnetonka Fish House Building Inspector.
Oh, yeah? Well, inspect this.
Oh, take it easy, Gil. Holy smokes. Pull your pants back up.
Oh.
And that, by the way, is yet another violation. I'm going now.
Well, good. Don't go to the other door.
Use that door over there.
Side door.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. See you guys.
Yeah. All right. Take the side. Yeah, see you, David.
There he goes.
Thanks so much for telling us what's wrong with our fish house, you miserable son of a...
Oh! Oh!
Well, the old trap door trick worked pretty darn good again.
Every time.
Well, that's our show, I guess.
Yeah, I hope you learned a lot from us today.
Me too, then,
This is Dave Huffman along with Dan Rowe with a reminder. Tune in again for this most popular show with Gil and Finn Olsen, the only professional anglers named after fish parts.
All right,
there it was, live from the fish house this morning. By the way, that was David O'Carr, actually, not David O'Carp, that was on with Gil and Finn, and he won a United Way auction, which he donated money to be on with Olsen and Olsen. And he played the role masterfully. These are now closed, and then we're going to go to Sid and Clem and talk golf.